Hello, it's Mr. J. I'm a legal. How can I help?
Hi, I just got a missed call from yourself.
What's your name, please?
It's Darren Downey.
Right, I think I found you here. Can you just confirm the first line of your address and your postcode, please?
Yeah, it's 2/147 Jean Armour Drive, Clydebank. The postcode is G812EX.
Brilliant. And just lastly, your date of birth, please, Darren.
It's the 26/7/90.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much. It was actually myself who called you. It's just in relation to your Scottish redress claim.
All right.
Got a bit of good news for yourself. I've got your subject access requests have come back. So we've received documents from Crossreach, and we've also received a couple of documents from NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde. We believe the information that's within those documents is enough to put forward to Scottish Redress. And I also have down here that the only care setting that you were in was, is it Ballachinreen School in Stirling?
Balloting, yeah.
Yeah, and it was that the only place that you were ever placed in care, or was there anywhere else?
No, I was in care from 7 right up until I was 16. I did have stuff happen to me in another care, but because of the date, you only go back so long or something.
Yeah. So unfortunately, what's happened with some of these documents is they've been destroyed, or they've been burnt, or they simply don't keep them because
Because
of
I was
the
in
plan.
foster care when I was 13, like up to I was 16, and that wasn't exactly the greatest either, because the time that you said it, that you only go back so long or something like that.
Yeah, no, that's that's correct. So I'll look, because the documents that have been sent to us, that there's quite a lot in there. So what I'll do is I'll go through them all with a fine-tooth comb, and I'll figure out a precise date of when you started, when you went into care, and when you came out, and then
Yeah,
I'll
because
try
it
and
was
get down.
seven when I was 7 or 8, right up until I was 16. But I was only ever in like 3 or 4 different, like, I was in 2 foster homes and 2 children homes, so I was only ever like 4 different places.
Okay. So we've obviously got we've got the school as one of them. Can you remember the name of any of the others?
Yeah, well, in order, I can tell you, like, when I was 7, 8, I got put into foster care, and I was in there for a couple of years, and then I got moved to a children's home called Craigellachie, and then I was in there for a few years, and then I got moved to Ballachinreen. I was in there for a couple of years, and then I got moved to a foster family, and I was with them right up until I was 16.
Okay, so when you said you moved to the children's home, Craig, what was the name of that? Sorry.
Craig Ellicott, it's called. I think I was only in there for like maybe a year or two.
Okay, is that how you're spelling that? Sorry.
2 seconds, I'll try and Google it. They're
Okay.
still an active children's home, so I'll be able to Google it. 2 seconds.
Yeah, I can do it. Why? Yeah, I can do it for you. Can you just, do you know the area?
It's in Clydebank. I'll try and get it.
Okay. Craig Gap, is it Craigellachie?
That's it one. That's it
Yeah.
one. Aye.
Cool. Well, I've got that here. Okay, I will, like I say, I will cross-reference all of, well, those both placements, and make sure that they're in the care records. I've got a feeling that may not be though. Would you happen to know, is Crossreach, is that under Western Berkshire Council?
I'm not sure. I'm
You're not
not
sure.
sure. I just know it was Western Berkshire Council. That's who. That's where my social workers came from. So all the social workers I've had through the years when I was a wee boy at the came for Waith and Bartonshire Council.
Okay, brilliant. That's fantastic. Okay, what I'm going to do, I can see that we are still waiting for West Dunbartonshire, so they'll hold the records for the second care home that you went to. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to postpone the witness statement for now, because I don't want to, I don't mean this to sound bad, but I don't want to sell you short to Scottish Redress. I want to be able to
No, that's fine.
evidence
That's fine.
everything,
Aye, aye.
and build the
Like, how
strongest
do
case
you need
possible.
the one for that? If it's just the Bark and Rain one that I'm dealing with,
Yeah.
and you just
So,
want Everton?
yeah. So basically, the way Redress are evaluating these cases is by the abuse that was received, and how long that it went on for and how severe it was.
Aye.
So obviously, the more we can evidence to them and we can confirm that you did attend these schools, all we need is like a register or an admission sheet. It's pretty straightforward. But once we've got those documents, we can then build an even stronger picture and hopefully get you the maximum amount of compensation from the scheme.
No, that's
I
fine.
can
That's fine.
see that we have actively chased West Dunbartonshire, so I'll chase them again now, and see if we can get any answers. And what I'll do, I'll drop you a quick email and let you know where we're up to. I will have you booked in some point this month for your written statement.
No worries. Have you heard back from all the other places? Because I got an email with it last week saying you
There was
were
a few.
waiting to hear back from 12 people and you've only heard back from three. So have you heard
Yeah.
back from all the other ones?
Yeah. So some of the institutes that we send it to. So for example, we send every client that we get to the SCRA. We send every client to Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry, National Records Scotland, Care Inspectorate. There's a couple that are on every
Yeah,
client's files.
my doctor phoned me to give me permission for you guys to get my medical record. Did you get them yet?
Yeah. No, so they've not sent them back yet, but they can take a
Right,
while.
because I did.
A lot of documents to get. We get
Do
post
you want me
dating
to
as well.
phone them and chase that up then?
No, not at all, mate. We're that's what you're paying
Because
us for.
they did phone me and I did give them consent to get these up.
Yeah, bro. I'll actively chase them now as well. I'm gonna do this whole chase on everyone, all of the targets that are on your file. The GP could have sent the paperwork in the post, and it's just not been uploaded to your file yet. So I'll check the post as well.
No worries.
But yeah, I'll do all the work on this side for you, mate. And then once I've got the answers, I'll give you a call back and I'll get you booked in for your witness statement.
No worries, Dan. No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. All right then, Darren. It was nice speaking to you today, and I'll
Right, thanks
speak to
very
you
much.
soon.
Cheers.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Take care. Bye
Cheers.
bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.